the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We want millions of people, not thousands like we have now. Millions of people.
Greatest in 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 319. Got it underway with a band out of the Bay Area of California, 1967. Friends from Lowell High School in San Francisco, formed 1964. The band is called Purple Virus, and I found that one on a comp on Crypt Records called The Law of the Jungle, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 5. That track produced by the same couple who also did the infamous Elastic Band track called Spaz. So Purple Virus, getting episode 319 underway. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. We'll have another great lineup of obscure 60s garage, some great global garage coming up as well. But right now, a band out of Minneapolis, They're called the Echo Men. They did go on to become known as the Bedlam Four, but as the Echo Man just 145, here is the A-side. This is Long Green.
Thank you. another question. I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. You say, preacher, times have changed. I don't see anything wrong with dancing today. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been. You say, what's wrong with it? It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car or a motel somewhere.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Set of three, the Echo Men, top of the set, out of Minneapolis with Long Green. Then a band that started rehearsing on New Year's Day 1967, originally calling themselves The Wrong Bunch. They are called The Insane. It was a 1967 7-inch. We took the A-side called I Can't Prove It. These guys are out of Connecticut. They had a motto, Lose Your Mind with The Insane. Released just two 45s during their year and a half existence, made up of friends from three different towns and three different high schools. They gigged a lot around Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Rhode Island. So The Insane, I Can't Prove It. Then we had a band who originated July 1963 as the Six Wild Brakemen, eventually shortening the name to just The Brakemen. We took a B-side from a 45 on LSK Records, June 1967. The A-side was Minutes and Minutes. We had the B-side called Movin'. So the Echo Men, the Insane, and the Brakemen.
This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Let's carry on with more obscure 60s garage. This band called The Mad Ink, Mad with two D's, released on Icon Records, 7-inch from 1966. They're out of Marysville, California, USA. This is the B-side to this 1966 45, and it is called I'll Be the One.
Around the world, up and down 4th Street, in a new black car. look like a star. But the day will come to put this prima donna down, and I swear I'll be the one to make her out of clown.
Yet we want to embrace and express our love, and we don't feel like going all the way, and yet we want to show that we are deeply in love. How far can you go? Well, speaking from the standpoint of a woman, when the woman is in love with her man, she very much wants to give of herself in her feminine way. Not so much for the satisfaction she'll get, but from the enjoyment of her man. And yet she should understand very specifically how her body functions and not trap either of them into a situation they do not plan, because there is a certain limit to which you cannot tread. And we would very specifically say that breast petting premaritally is out.
So go ahead.
got to mention a few more studies. Recently, there's been more and more scientific studies being published that confirm that those who have had the least intimate sex before marriage have the greatest chance for happiness in marriage. One of these was done by Dr. Cal Broderick at the State University of PA. He compared two groups of women, one group who were virgins, the other group non-virgins prior to marriage. He studied them extensively and predicted that both from the standpoint of happiness in marriage and sexual adjustment, the virgins definitely scored the highest. Perhaps it's surprising to some of you.
Mentioned Farnsworth, hon.
Oh, yes. He's director of Harvard University Health Services, and here's what he said. I can say with conviction that the nonconformists have more depression, anxiety, agitation, loss of self-esteem, and other inhibiting emotional conflicts than those who adhere to their ideals.
Where you gonna go?
You're tuned to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 319. Back episodes always available, every good podcasting provider. But I would urge you to go to Apple Podcasts, and I invite you to give a rating for any episodes you download. And you can certainly leave a review for the show as well. Don't forget, you can be in touch with me personally via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Now, we had the Mad Ink from Marysville, California, top of the set, with a track called I'll Be The One. Then out of the Bronx, New York, originally a doo-wop group called the Hydells, the band became known as the Third Evolution, the A-side of a 1966 release on Dawn Records called Don't Play With Me. That's a track that made it onto the charts of WLOF 950 AM in Orlando, Florida. A video clip of the next track up on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. American proto-punk band formed in Rochester, New York, 1965, called the Church Mice, just 1:45. The A-side is a track we had in a recent episode of Retrospect called College Psychology on Love. We took the B-side this week, We're Not Part of Society, 1965 release from Rochester's The Church Mice. Then finally, for the obscure track, released 1967 under the name Art Guy on a label called Valiant Records, believed to be the final release on that label, the track Where You Gonna Go from Art Guy. We've got a global garage selection coming up next.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, let's get into this global garage selection, starting off with a band out of Quebec, Canada, off a compilation called Groups Quebecois, 60s Garage Beats Volume 2. The band's called Lay Index. It's a 1966 45. This one is called Presque Fou.
Je deviens presque fou en pensant de te perdre. Je suis peut-être trop jaloux, mais je ne suis pas aveugle. Je t'ai donné le meilleur que pour toi j'avais gardé. Et si un jour tu pleures, je pourrais te consoler. Ne dis pas que ton cœur ne pourra plus m'aimer. Ce sera un malheur que je ne supporterai. Dis-moi que tu m'aimes, ne dis pas que c'est fini. Demande que je revienne et je reviendrai pour la vie.
This is Eric from Philadelphia in the USA. I might have been born in the 80s, but Retrospect is my portal back to the 60s.
Not so Jane, oh well, Jane. Czymś walczysz zawzięcie. Bezwolnie uparcie. Wciąż wierzysz swej karcie. To ma sens. Bezmyślnym pośpiechu, cierpieniu i grzechu, z wieściami na przyszłość.
nagłych przebudzeń masz. By wyrwać się z matni, sposób ostatni znajdź. Zadajesz pytanie, kto będzie w stanie przewidzieć, czym kończy się ta pogoda czasem. Czy to masz. By wyrwać się z matni, sposób ostatni znajdź.
Hola, soy Wilfredo Sandoval de los Belkins. Nosotros nos gusta escuchar la radio Retrospective 16 Garage Punk Show y hay mucha buena, buena música que ustedes pueden disfrutar de ella en Retrospective. Les agradecemos que tengan la amabilidad de escuchar todo el listado que hay en Retrospective. Gracias. Que tengan ustedes un buen día.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. That was the start of this week's Global Garage set, Lay Index out of Quebec with Prescafu. Then a new one for Retrospect, Polish rock band called Romold and Roman, or Romold E. Roman, founded 1968 in Krakow, Poland. Made their debut at the Krakow Spring Review of Rhythmic Music Bands. Also performed at the National Festival of Youth Music and the National Festival of Avant-Garde Beat. First recording's 1969. We took one of those tracks called Petani Chi Haslo. Apologies for my pronunciation. Believe that translates as question or password, from Romold and Roman. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. Also picture and information of these next guys, Los Belkings, instrumental band out of Peru. And hello and thanks to founding member of Los Belkings, who you heard from just before that track, Willie Sandoval. Formed the band 1963. Been great catching up with him via Facebook over the last few days. So Los Belkings, with a favourite track of mine, Empujando Fuerte, cover of The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, we've got time for a bunch more global garage. So here is one from a really cool comp called 60s Beat Italiano. Some Italian 60s instrumental beat from the Nightbirds. Self-titled track, this is Nightbirds.
Quelle parole d'amore
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Well, that wraps our Global Garage set for this week. Nightbirds out of Italy, top of the set with their track Nightbirds. Those guys also did a cover of the Simon and Garfunkel track Richard Cory. Then a bit more Italian beat music. The band's called I Jaguars, one of the most important bands in the Italian beat scene. Precursors of garage rock also dabbled in Italian psychedelia. Formed 1961, originally doing tracks by Cliff Richard and the Shadows and Elvis Presley. By the time beat music really started happening, they got into covering Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys and so on. I Jaguars with Non Sei Sincera, their cover of the Yardbirds' Evil Hearted You. Following them, an artist from a compilation called Japanese Rockin' Psych and Punk 65 to 71. Maybe a little exaggeration on the punk there, but the artist is called Emmy Jackson. She's actually born in Essex, England as Emmy Eaton. As a teenager, she was in Yokohama, still couldn't read Japanese very well, but was able to fluently speak both Japanese and English. That got her a job as a DJ for the Good Hit Parade on Radio Kanto in Yokohama. She was discovered and contracted to cover traditional and original songs by Japanese songwriters, sometimes backed by a band called the Smash Men. Now there's a band name for you. So Emmy Jackson, the track we had off that Japanese rockin' psych and punk comp, a Namido no Gogo, translating as Tears of the Gogo. Picture of her up on our Facebook page right now. Also these next guys up on our Facebook page. Another track from Krakow, Poland. Zdroj Jana is the name of the band. Originated 1965 at the Academy of Fine Arts. Their repertoire consisted of rock songs, folk ballads, and cabaret songs with a psychedelic flourish. Recorded several tracks for Polish radio. I chose one called Pizan Telefonica. That's on the insanely cool comp called Working Class Devils Volume 2, Fuzz, Vodka, and Flowers, Polish Psychobeat 1965 to 1972. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here's a track from the Shags. Shags with two G's. No, not the girl group from the late 60s. The Shags on Resurrection Records off an album called Wink, recorded 1967 in Chicago. These guys were all students at Notre Dame University in Indiana. So the Shags album Wink, covers of tracks by The Birds, The Stones, The Beatles, also Hey Joe, but I've chosen the one I like the most. This is The Shags with their cover of The Who's My Generation.
Yeah.
Shags there, cover of The Who's My Generation, bringing us to the end of Retrospect episode 319. Your feedback always welcome. Jump on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Give us a like there. There are track listings of the recent episodes, bits of information about stuff on the show, links to every podcast as well. So hope to see you there. Going to wrap up with an instrumental as we always do. This one's obscure. I can't really find any information about it at all, but it did come from a compilation called Concussion, 18 Gougeon Instrumentals. This is Punk Carson and the Chucklers, track called Yuckum Yuckum. What a way to wrap Retrospect episode 319. I'm Phil Gray. Hope you're joining me next week for more great 60s garage punk, freak beat, garage rock, psychedelia, and more. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.